It is 1810. Thomas Jefferson walks through his garden smelling the lilacs is in bloom. The summer wind hits his face and he could hear birds singing a little tune. He is back living in Monticello, located in Virginia. He and his wife has lived in Monticello ever since 1770s, but in 1782, his wife passed away from internal bleeding. In 1767, at age 24, Jefferson inherited 5,000 acres of land and 52 slaves by his father in his will. Jefferson used the land he got from his father and started building his home in Virginia. In 1773, Jefferson inherited 135 more slaves and 2 plantations by his father-in-law. Jefferson started getting engulfed in debt. This made it hard to free slaves. But in 1794 and 1796, he was able to free 2 male slaves and they were able to qualify to get a job. In 1776, Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, and in the writing he put the words, "All men are created equally." The meaning behind these words is everyone is created equally and it does not matter by the color of your skin. Jefferson wanted people to know this, and he did many things to end slavery. Sally Hemings lived to 1773 to 1833. She is one of the most famous but also less known African-American women. She is a big part of the U.S. history. Sally Hemings can be referred to a slave or a lover to Thomas Jefferson. Sally was a nursemaid to Jefferson's daughter, Mary, and traveled with the family to Paris. But in 1786, Sally returned to Monticello at age 16. There has been many rumors of relationships between the two. There has been many rumors of children between the two. Sally and had a total of 4 children. Jefferson had been close to his slaves and close to Sally Hemings. In 1998, there was a DNA test and they found a match between Sally Hemings and the male Jefferson bloodline. This shows that the children could belong to Jefferson, but it also means it could have been someone else in the bloodline. Jefferson died in 1835. 5 male slaves were free by the terms of Jefferson's will. All of them were skilled tradesmen capable of finding employment as a free man, and it's all thanks to Thomas Jefferson.